Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Base 4:2, says the Mishnah, Dinei Tatumas Vataharos. When it comes to Dinei Torah, they're not talking about capital cases, and in fact, although here we're talking about Tumah and Tahara, which is the kind of case where no one really has a strong, there's not one winner, one loser, which might have a rationale. The Girsa in the Gemara, the Bavli, as we have it, actually is Dine Mamonos Hatumos Vataharos. So Mamonos are included as here. We're contrasting against Dine Nefashos. So those things, Matchilin Min HaGadol. Once we are going to be giving our opinion on the matter, we're going to start from the senior person, meaning the senior member of the Bezdin. This is to give kavod to him. He could wave the kavod if he wants to, but normally the proper thing to do is to hear from the gadol first, and we want to give him kavod. But dinei nefashos, no, matchilin min hatzad. We start from literally from the side. The side he's referring to the lesser diana, meaning we start from like the 23rd most learned and move up from there. The idea is that we don't want people to feel inhibited from saying their opinion. If like the gadol ador says, I think he's guilty, then people will be very hesitant to go against the gadol ador. So therefore, we start with the lesser person first, so that each person feels comfortable on giving their own honest, true opinion. The reason why it's called Min HaTzad, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, is that the Sanhedrin, when it convenes, whether it's talking about 23 or 71, they sat kind of like a semicircle, where the middle of the semicircle was the senior, most senior person, and then to his side was number two, and then the other side is three, and then they basically, in the middle were like the senior people, and the edges were the lesser people, meaning the far edges were the least of the 23 or 71. So that's what's called Min HaTzad. Says the Mishnah further, HaKol K'sherin LaDun Dinei Mamonos. Anyone can function as a judge for Dinei Mamonos. Really, Me'ikr HaDin, you need to have Smuchin, we said before. But, you know, in terms of the population, anyone who, it's a meritocracy, anyone who is worthy of judging because he's an expert, that's fine, he's entitled to serve as a judge. But Avenakol Ksherin Ladun Dinei Nefashos Ela Kohanim Levim of Yisraelim Hamasiin LaKahuna. As far as Dinei Nefashos goes, we won't accept any judge, no matter how learned he is. He has to be a Muyuchas, a pedigreed Jew, whether he's a Kohen Levi Yisrael. It's fine as long as he's a kind of Muyuchas Jew whose, you know, children could marry Kohanim. So for example, you know, these people like the Nesinim and the Mamzerim, these people cannot function as Dayanim. As far as a Mamzer goes, so a Mamzer, for example, could be a Dayan for Dinei Mamonos, that's what we're saying, anybody, Hakol, as opposed to Dinei Nefashos, not. As far as Gerim go, converts, so if someone is a convert, but that's a problem. If both of his parents are converts, it's also a problem. So if someone is the child of two converts, has no Jewish blood in him, like, you know, from his parents, so then, based on a pasuk, that person can't have a position of sarara, like a king would, and therefore, they cannot function as a judge. But if a person has one parent who is a convert, and the one not, so then that's going to be okay. As long as you essentially have you know, someone in your direct family tree that was Jewish directly, so then, you know, you and you're a product of that, so then you are, yes, allowed to function as a judge for Dine Mamnos. But for Dinei Nefashos not, because remember, a convert cannot marry a Kohen.